Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, the wisdom rabbit, Dave Bradley out in Ohio. He's one of those guys that I've never met in person, but I consider him a good friend. And this guy just always has wisdom. He's always just dumping it around. That's why I call him the wisdom rabbit. If you've ever seen a rabbit kind of do its thing, they're just dumping little pellets all over. That's what Dave Bradley does. Welcome to episode 61 of the Rubio Method. My name is Chris Rubio, host of the Rubio Method. We've got a show that is all over the place tonight. I'm going to talk about five different categories. I'm going to explain each category right now. After you subscribe, comment, do all that good stuff, make sure you like and share. Big Time Show says, let's go, Rubio. Big Time Show. You know, I'm going to get crazy. You told me yesterday that I have a wide array of topics that I'm going to cover. Big Time Show, wait till you see what's going to happen today. So for everything happens for a reason, we're going to talk about a tons of farts. Yes, farts. And the climate crisis. There are winners and losers in life. We're going to talk about the college class of 2024 is losing again. And then average kids are stepping up again. For the accept and embrace category, Seinfeld dropping a truth bomb and someone in Louisiana that made a very, very poor decision. Working hard is not enough section. There is so much racism out there that it has to be created. And I guess we're done with the Me Too movement. We'll talk about that. Confidence is the key. This is the final section. I need to party with this guy from Louisiana. Different guy. I'm not partying with the original guy. You understand. And this doctor we're going to talk about, she can kiss my butt, my clean butt. All right. We're going to do that, all of that and much, much more on today's episode 61 of the Rubio Method. Jenna, I'm out. Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Jenna. Hopefully you're not talking to your dogs right now. Chastity says, woohoo. Wisdom Rabbit. Yeah. Oh, Mommy Aquino, you got to know him. He's phenomenal. He's one of those great guys you just need to talk to. You can find him on LinkedIn. He's all over the place. You just talk to him for a little bit. Then all of a sudden, boom, boom, he's dropping these little pellets of wisdom. It's so fantastic. All right. So I have this redheaded acquaintance. She calls herself a friend. At times, I will say acquaintance. And she had this little story going around last week where all of a sudden she couldn't find her birth certificate. And she started to flip out because then she goes to the city and says, hey, I need a new birth certificate, goes to the state. And they go, yeah, we don't have your birth certificate. You're not a human being to us. And she starts to flip out like, well, what do you mean I'm not a human being? What's going on? Well, it turns out easy mix up. She was actually born in Washington, not Idaho. So she got her birth certificate, not a big deal. So what's the point of me telling you the story? Because I started to think about that whole 23andMe thing. If you don't know what 23andMe is, it's where you get a cotton swab, you swab the inside of your mouth, you send it off, and they do this lab test. And they say, okay, you are half Portuguese, half Irish. Yay. And my thought is, because I know some people that have done this, and I knew an adopted lady who was like 55, 56 years old, and she did it. And I remember talking to her specifically and saying, why are you doing it? You're an adult. Who cares? And she says, well, I just kind of want to know. And I said, but why do you want to know? Tell me why you want to know. I need to know why. You know me, I'm always asking questions. Okay, nasty, you know I'm going to bring it. And she's just like, I don't know. I don't know. Ian, let's go. I'm going. And I said, what's the difference at this point in your life? Okay. She is a darker looking person. I said, you're either Mexican, Indian, Portuguese, Dominican, one of those. That's what you got. And you've been calling yourself Mexican this entire time. So if you comes back that you're Irish or Jamaican, are you going to start liking reggae music now? What's the difference? How are you going to change one bit? And I don't know, Ruby. I don't know. And I go, that's my point. So my point being, be whoever you want. I don't care. It's just a matter of just don't go over the line. Because you're thinking right now, okay, Ruby, you were just talking last week about furries and stuff. Yeah, you can't be a parrot. You can't be a cocker spaniel. You can't be a Shetland pony. You can't be a pelican or whatever. But you can be another person. And at this point, if I found out all of a sudden I'm Irish, does that mean I'm going to like St. Patrick's Day more? No. My life is, I'm living it right now. Showtime sub 60 ed. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. Just be who you are. Lean into it. Don't go crazy. Don't become a cocker spaniel, but just be happy with who you are and whatever you are, just go with it. Okay. You could be Mexican, Black, Irish, Japanese, sub 60. I don't care. Just who you are is who you are. Let's move on. Everything happens for a reason. Oh, good God. Chastity sent me this article just to piss me off because she knew it would piss me off. There's new research that suggests that breeding dairy cows, if we can cut down on that, we're going to cut down on greenhouse gases. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, so what are we going to do here, Rubio? Well, you have to breed a cow a certain way in order to make it fart less. But that's literally what the article says. So from Curtin University Sustainable Policy Institute in Australia, livestock farming makes up 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. So cows fart makes up 10% of gas emissions. And they say that transforming farmland into forest or wetland would be most effective at reducing methane. Okay, but then wouldn't you have more other things because there's more trees and more humidity too, for the love of God? And then where are you going to get all your cows? Where are you going to put all your cows? And then when you process all that land and all that. So what are they doing? How are they doing this? Researchers have already tried to potty train the cows. So they've tried to potty train the cows in the moo-loo. M-O-O-L-O-O. I think, Jenna, check this out. Loo, is that like French for bathroom or Canadian or something? So the moo-loo, they're trying to potty train cows because if you can get them all to piss and crap in the same area, it will curb the methane and the ammonia in their piss. Maybe we should study something else, because after we have an email question coming up, and then I'm going to talk about how the rest of the world's not really doing anything. So Australia's doing these weirdo studies, and I don't understand. Oh, Jenna says the British say loo. Well, why are we going after them? Just because it rhymes with moo? Well, that's just stupid. All right, Jenna, what's my email question before I really go off on something? Ruby, are there any topics off limits with me? Zero. 100%. I'll talk about anything. I may not go into deep, deep detail, but there's certain things with me, and I've told Substacy Ed this all the time, I can't be offended. If you say something that's offensive to me, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. Rubio, you're big, bald, and fat. Okay. Substacy, 5 minutes left. But 5 minutes of my life, I never got back either after reading that. So are any topics off limits to me? No. I'll talk about anything. I'll argue with you about anything, debate. You can go on ngbn.tv right now, click on the Rubio Method, click on the yellow sweatshirt, boom, you can come on the show with me. Or you can just chime in and ask a question just like Jenna did, or not Jenna, whoever sent that in. Next, so what are we doing about this whole climate crisis? Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's now a carbon tax in Canada. And I spoke to Jen about this, and she's really fired up, all right, because it's too much. They're taxing everything to be basically carbon free. And in America, I don't know if you knew this, we have carbon credits. So what are carbon credits? So these are things that you can buy. You can buy carbon credits if you know you produce a lot of carbon. Because if you're like me, I just saw that Newsom is going to the Vatican to speak at a climate crisis convention. He's going to take a private jet there. So to me, I think, okay, if you're really worried about the climate and carbon, why not just do a Zoom call? Why do you need to get into a private plane or a plane at all and go all the way out there? If you're just doing a speech, you're not going to show anyone. And even if you were showing some people, why can't you just show them on Zoom or video or make a video and send it over? I mean, the technology is very easy to do. So the carbon credit is, if you use more carbon, you pay a carbon credit, and then it just neutralizes it. You're equal. So you win if you're a rich guy. So there's been, put it this way, let's show Bill Gates, because he's the worst. He's the absolute worst of them all. Jenna, you have that video for me?
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world in a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I buy the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming?
Yes, you should stay at home and not learn about Kenyan farming, 100%. And you can see that he was not ready for that question, because the reporter's like, so what do you think about everyone calling you hypocrite? And Bill's all, I should. Okay. Jenna says Gates' carbon footprint is larger than mine, and she has to pay a carbon tax. See, that's just stupid. Okay. This guy's got more money than God, and he's flying around learning about Kenyan farming. Hey, set up a Zoom meeting, bud. You don't need to fly over there. And oh, just because you can pay a carbon credit or, you know, get all these or the carbon tax, it doesn't eliminate what you're doing. So it's just so stupid. In Canada, they're going wild. I don't know what Jenna's doing out there. In 2024 alone, there's been 172 wildfires. Guess how many wildfires have been natural climate change fires? Zero. Not one. Every single one has been caused by a human being. So there's no climate crisis out there. They just think it is, so they can just charge Jenna more money and they can raise their taxes and do more and more and more. Jenna says, on April 1st, the federal carbon tax rose from 65 per ton. I think that's ton. Oh, put it back up there, Jenna. I missed it. Per ton. I think I can't. You're spelling. You did Canadian on me. To something. Jenna, can you put that back up? On April 1st, whatever. Maybe it was an April Fool's joke. I don't know. Of emissions. Wow. So it rose. How much money, though, did it raise? 65 to 80. Wow. You lose. Canada, it only does 2% of the global pollution. The U.S. is under 15%, and we're the ones that are doing the most crap about it, the stupid paper straws that taste like a toilet paper roll. And India and China, they just let it rain. China, they just came out with a study 2 days ago that says China pollutes more than every other industrial country in the world combined. So when they go to these WEF conferences, these World Economic Forum conferences and climate change, this is how it should say. Yeah, China, you suck. You're polluting everything. You guys got to fix it. Because what's the point of everyone doing something here that your neighbor's not doing anything? And obviously, I'm saying Canada's not exactly our neighbor. But if I'm taking care of my lawn, taking care of my lawn, taking care of my lawn, and my next door neighbor does nothing for their lawn and their weeds spread over to mine, at some point, he's got to put some Roundup on their lawn or it's just going to take over my lawn. There's nothing I can do about it unless I'm there literally every single day with a weed whacker nonstop. And I can't because my neighbor on this side is going to do something. So until you fix Canada and these super celebrities that are just hypocrites about it, you're never going to fix it. I'm going to show you one video right now that's going to show T-Swizzle. For those who don't know who T-Swizzle is, Jenna loves her. T-Swizzle is Taylor Swift. She loves to talk about climate and oh, yes, 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 yes. Let's just check out what her private plane has done, I think, in the last not even year. Jenna? Now you can see how that much that was fast forwarded. Okay. And Canada has no plastic straws either, Jenna says. You could see that video fast forwarded, fast forwarded, fast forwarded, fast forwarded. And all she's got to do is pay a little carbon credit and say, hey, no worries about that. Here you get a plastic cup with a paper straw. Nana Mona, that's what? You get a plastic cup with a paper straw? Why don't they just do like McDonald's did and do a paper cup with a plastic straw? I'd rather suck on a plastic straw than the paper straw. Unless you're like a rapid fire drinker, that thing turns into a wet toilet paper roll and it loses the taste. Do you have to take a straw? I don't know. You both got me fired up. We're going to go to commercial, but we're going to come back about talk about the 2024 class and all the big toddlers out there. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang!
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus, focus up. I'm talking to you, Nick Gumbel. Nick Gumbel, for those that don't remember, he was my very first interview of the Rubio Method. We're at episode 61. I know that because you're sharing it, you're subscribing to it, you're downloading, you're doing all that. You're telling your friends, hey, put on Rubio. You're not going to believe what he has to say right now. And he's got a new show coming out called Sentinel Strength. This dude is a monster. Former Green Beret, former long snapper. That's obviously more impressive. Just kidding. Power lifter. And he gets fired up on topics. You think I get fired up? This guy makes me look like a dandelion. He's great. Nick Gumbel, Sentinel Strength. It's going to be out on Thursday. Make sure you check it out on NGBN.TV. You ever been around parents that are just bad parents? And I'm not talking about the ones that just don't pay attention to their kids, but I'm talking about the ones where they let their kids do anything, like walk on furniture, throw things, hit mom, hit dad, cuss out mom, cuss out dad. And you're like, dude, if that was my kid, I would beat the hell out of him. I would make it public so that everyone knew that I was beating the hell out of my kid. So that's what's happening right now at colleges around the campus. And it looks like the class of 2024 college graduates, they're losing big time on certain college campuses. There's so many pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Gaza protests going on right now at the very, very liberal colleges that they're stopping graduation ceremonies. So already at USC, Columbia, I think Harvard, they've already said, hey man, it's too dangerous. We're not going to have graduation ceremonies. So these poor kids, these are the same ones that in 2020, they didn't have graduation ceremonies because of the Rona. Like where I lived, we had one, it was like a drive-by thing, which was really stupid. Everyone's like, what's going on? And don't get me wrong. Graduation ceremonies are boring. No one enjoys going to graduation ceremonies. If you do like going to graduation ceremony, you're a damn liar. They're too long. They're boring. They're usually hot if they're outside. You're around a billion people that you don't want to be, and you're there for 4 seconds to hear Johnny Smith. Yay. Okay, cheered. Now let's get the hell out of here. So I understand that. But it's absolutely asinine that you have all these people protesting, and they don't know what they're protesting. They're just the children arguing, and they have no idea. And so they interviewed one of these people that came down the She's an NYU student that comes down to Columbia to help out with the protest. And someone interviews you like, okay, what are you protesting about? Tell us all, honey. Tell us all. Jenna, you have this video for me?
What is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
What? You're protesting, but you don't know why you're protesting? How dumb. And she's, I wish I was more educated. Hey, honey, at least fake it. At least lie. At least go on the Google machine as you're driving down or on the train or bus or whatever the hell you took. And just look at, why am I protesting? Oh, I don't like this. You couldn't be any dumber. And this just proves my point. Like they're just out there arguing and they have no idea. Okay. Sorry, Nanamoto. Bosses play Toronto. Right now, go Bruins. Go Bruins. UCLA Bruins. Okay. I'm sorry for taking 1 hour of your life, Nanamoto. I promise I'll make it entertaining. So these people don't even know what they're protesting. And you can see interview after interview after interview where they either say, oh, we're not talking to media, or no, free Palestine. Okay, but why? Free Palestine, anti-Israel, down with Israel. Okay, but why? What's going on? Like, tell me exactly why. Why you got terrorists over here? Why do you want that? And if it's me, I'm going with the people that are a little bit happier, fluffier, and not hypocrites. And what I mean by hypocrites is, Jenna, can you show them the video of Darkness to Light and just watch the difference?
Look at these. Right. We've got the white frat boys throwing away protesters' belongings, and we've got the pigs in brown doing nothing about it, although we are being forced off campus. Pigs in brown.
Okay, that's the wrong video, but I'm going to come to that video anyway, so that's fine that Jenna brought it up. That's ASU frat boys, which everyone gives them a bad rap, and I get it. They finally took enough, and they're like, okay, this is stupid. We're taking your flags off. You can't put your flag here. A protest, it's got to be peaceful protest. And she's like, and then you see the person that's the pro-Hamas. She's, oh, look at the frat guys are doing this, and these brown pigs are doing that. Well, you're not going to get cop support, number one, on that. And number two, oh, we're just trying to protest. No, you're taking over campuses. Like, literally, they're setting up shop. They're getting into spots, and they're not leaving, and they're not allowing people in. And so now, Jenna, do you have the Darkness to Light video? It's going to say Darkness to Light on it. And this one, unfortunately, it's at UCLA, which is my alma mater, which...
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me, or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie?
The wrong video again, Jenna, but that's still a good one because I was going to come to that one as well. That's the one where that's another UCLA guy, because there you can see the encampment right there. He goes and he says the Good Morning Vietnam for Robin Williams, and then he ends up saying, wake up commies, because they're blocking entire sections right there. That's Royce Hall. That's the major, major thing, the major quad. Like you see any picture of UCLA, you see the little steps that they went down in old school, and then you see Royce Hall and then Powell Library. Those are like their major monuments. And so these guys are just taking it in their own hands because they're just, this is stupid. There is just this stupid. So now Jenna says she's found it. Can you show the darkest light and show the difference between the videos? I mean, Ray Charles can see the difference in that. You got one that is boarded all up because I thought walls don't work, but they're making walls. And then you've got the Israelis who are just, hey man, let's have fun. We're just having a good time. And you notice that one raises Israeli flags and American flags, and the other one is just Palestinian flags. And they're like, oh, the Palestinians have been persecuted for so long. Then how has the Palestinian population increased over the last 50 years? If they're getting knocked out, why is their population increasing? I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. And here's the worst part. You're thinking to yourself, okay, Rubio, well, the staff has to step up. They have to come on and say, hey, kids, we understand that you got this protest, but you're doing it wrong. You can't be breaking into places. You can't just take over land. And unfortunately, you got people in orange vests that are not doing that at all. So, Jenna, do you have the orange vest one? This is a group of Columbia professors. They're walking in arms. Now, right away, you could look at this picture and say, idiots, because they're outside. It's 2024, and they're in masks. What are they doing? The only example would be, okay, they're trying to hide their faces, which you can still see who they are. If you're still worried about the Rona at this point, we've got very big problems, not alone this. And it doesn't even make sense. And these people, these kids, they think they're so tough, and they're the resurrection and protesting and doing all this and doing all that. They're so soft. All it takes is a couple adults to say, shut up. You're not doing this. Just today, I just sent this video to Jenna about this lady who's complaining about food. And it's unbelievable. She's protesting. So Jenna, this is the last video I sent you today. It's about an hour ago. Can you play this video and listen to how soft this person is when she gets interviewed?
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building, now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
I would box up boxes of dog crap and I would deliver it. That would be the best offer they have for me. So she wants food brought in because they're students. Okay, but you're not a student. You're not in class. And you know where you can get food as a student? You go to the dorm. You go to the halls, the dining hall. Get back to class. Go back. You want food? Go to the dining hall. You can have all the food you want. Your little card, you scan it, woo, you get food. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, Rubio, who is that person? She's their leader of this Columbia protest. Her name is Johanna King Slutsky, rough name rare. She's a paid instructor, so she gets paid to be on campus. She's a PhD candidate at Columbia, and she's studying. Now listen to this, this is a true thing. The theories of the imagination and poetry as interpreted through a Marxian lens. What job is she going to get? Why is that even? Why can you study that? What are you going to benefit from that? Well, how far is that going to take you, honey? It's not going to take you anywhere. You want food? Go to the dining hall. Okay, it's very, very simple. You want water? Go to the water fountain. I'm sorry that you were too dumb and you set up camp right in the middle of a grass plot or cement plot. That's on you. You're the smart one that got into Columbia. So very, very dumb. Question, Jenna, you got one for me. Rubio, what does mental health mean to me? Ooh, good one. What does mental health mean to me? It means making sure you're right in your own mind. And that means something different for every single person. For me, I like to talk. I like to talk to people. I like to confront people. I like to see what you're all about. Even if you agree or disagree with me, I like to know what you're all about. I don't like being too quiet. For some people, mental health to them means being a little bit more quiet on subjects. That's fine. They don't want to be as political. They don't want to watch comedy. They don't want to watch sports. I think whatever makes you happy, sets your mind right, and doesn't impact others, I think that is what mental health means to me. That hopefully means that to you. You can type in as what you want. So we saw the videos, but is every state doing it the same? No. So Florida, who's been the epitome of phenomenal over the past 4 years, you can argue with me all you want on that one. You're wrong. With the Rona, and now with the students, they're just letting it rain. Jenna, this is actually from Georgia, what's in the South. Can you show this video of, we can't figure out if it's a guy or a girl. This cop's had enough of them protesting. It's absolutely phenomenal. Oh, she cannot show me the video.
You're hurting me. Just don't lift me. You're hurting me. Ow! Ow! Ow!
I want the, if anyone knows how to make that my ringtone, that would be fantastic. You're hurting me. You're hurting me. You're an idiot. That's what the cop should have said. You're an idiot. Go to class. Go to the dining hall. Get some food. Get some Captain Crunch. You're 21 years old. That's all you got to get going right now. And so they just have to understand, if you let the toddlers, okay, Rubio loves to talk about cringy subjects for his mental health. AC, you're not wrong. Okay. Thank you, Big Time Show. Good answer, Rubio. AC is not wrong. Well, Rubio, we have to talk. Oh, Latimona, I'll talk with you all day long. You know, I will. And don't forget, AC is coming on 9 p.m. Pacific time. AC Sports Live. He does a great, great show, followed by the ride with Chevy Nasty. The bottom line on this subject, this is not my bottom line. This is just the bottom line for this. If you allow people to act like animals, they'll act like animals. If you allow toddlers to act like toddlers, they're going to act like toddlers. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you got to beat the hell out of your 6-month-old for crying, but once they start to understand what's going on, you can kind of start being a parent. And I would be willing to bet, if you look at all these people's parents that are all doing this stuff, either they're someone's absent or they were way too soft on them. If that was my kid doing that, I'd be like, get your ass back to class right now. Okay, either you're on scholarship or someone's paying for it. It's not me, but you need to get back to class or at least be educated on what you knew would go around. You need to understand what you're doing. On that note, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to commercial. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
1 week after launching our exclusive sneak peek, NGBN TV was live for 3 days of continuous coverage from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
NGBN TV is live from Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
The one-of-a-kind streaming TV network for men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s was the conversation for the big game about men's mental health in the world of athletes, celebrities, and influencers were on notice. But we're just getting started with new partnerships announced like the Team Nike 3-on-3 Championship and new platforms available to download the NGBN TV app. So, what are you waiting for? Download the app today from your favorite streaming device or check us out at ngbn.tv. This is NGBN TV.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Brian Jodis. Jodis is like the epitome of a stud at NGBN. He can do any and everything. He's just an absolute machine. Shout out to Jodis. Welcome back to episode 61 of The Rubio Method. Make sure you subscribe. Okay. AC Sports Live on the ride. No cringe, maybe overtime. No, there might be a little cringe. Maybe. I don't know. No, AC, not you. Definitely not you. Chevier, maybe. Sheldon, nasty, maybe. I don't know. Make sure you share, subscribe, comment, do what you got to do. We're on YouTube. We're on everything. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, X, NGBN TV network, like, share, follow, do all those things. All right, let's get to the accept and embrace section. Jerry Seinfeld, everyone knows Jerry Seinfeld. The dude's worth like hundreds of million dollars. He had the show Seinfeld. That was a show about nothing. Like literally that's the topic. He went on a show recently and they're interviewing him saying, hey man, and you guys have got to know this because I've noticed as well. the guy basically says, where's all the comedies? Like, what happened to the movie Old School and Wedding Crashers and all those movies? Those Animal House. Hey, Blazing Saddles, a classic. I don't think you could watch 3 minutes of that movie nowadays without hurting someone's feeling. But what happened to those? And here's what Jerry Seinfeld had to say. Go ahead, Jenna.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates, like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
Yeah, and see, he makes a great, great point. Obviously, tons of great points there. But the one I want to talk about right off the bat is if you send a joke and it goes through one, two, three, four, five people, it's never going to get approved. It's impossible because you're always certain jokes are offensive, and they're offensive for a reason, okay? And you're going to know that certain people have your humor line. Like, I can tell a joke, and I know Jenna will laugh. Okay, because I know she's a little bit more rough around the edges. She's more a little crass, a little brash, basically a little bit more rude. Where I can say a joke to someone else, and I know they're probably not going to get it. But you know what? I usually don't tell that joke to someone. You know, back in the 80s or 90s, if you wanted rude humor, you go see Andrew Dice Clay. Just dated myself, but that was who you went to. You saw Richard Pryor, you saw Eddie Murphy, you saw things like that. If you wanted something a little bit fluffier, maybe you saw Dick Van Dyke or something like that, or another comedian, or maybe even like a Bob Hope. Or Rodney Dangerfield was kind of on the line, but not too bad. And everyone needs to understand that if you try to allow PC culture to take over, you're going to lose. It's not going to be funny. And funny things are funny because they're not always fluffy and nice. A lot of times comedy is based off of stereotypes. Okay. And stereotypes, they're created off simple facts. You may not like it, but I'm sorry, it's just true. Simple story. Look at 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, remember I told you that story of me leaving my shorts on the ground while my wife and I went out to dinner? I came back. No one was in the house. She was not happy about it. Okay? She didn't lose her mind or anything, but she's like, ah. I go, who the hell cares? There's literally no one here. Do we have a ghost that I need to know about? Okay. Yeah. Sentinel Strength says, I miss quality comedy sitcoms. 100%. My wife was just showing me a clip from The Cosby Show. And I'm like, dude, that was so good. And it didn't toe the line at all. It had a couple little controversial episodes, but there's just no good comedies. They're just not. And if you do, you get maybe like Letterkenny, phenomenal over there. But that's, you know, or Wolf of Wall Street, which Chevrier doesn't like, which he's wrong. But going back to the shorts, like my wife thought it was a big deal because that's a woman thing. Even Jenna was like, yeah, it's a deal. We were talking about it before the show. I go, no, it's stupid. Who cares? No one's looking at my shorts when they're gone. They're on the damn ground. I'm going to take my jeans off. I'm going to put my shorts back on. No one will see it. What else? Asking for directions. That's a common stereotype. Dudes never ask for directions. You don't really need to anymore because of GPS and all that. But girls will ask for directions. Dudes have zero attention span. Okay, these are all stereotypes. Rubio, you're wrong. I've got an attention span. Really? Have you ever seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies? Look at the Fast and Furious 27 or whatever number they're at right now. Within the first 6 minutes, all hell's breaking loose. Honesty is funny, but not widely accepted, even if it's true. Hell yes, AC. That's why you and I get along. You know that I'm being honest. You may not like it all the time, but that's okay. And yeah, it's true. It's one of those things that, you know, asking for directions, driving. Oh my God. I mean, that's a big stereotype, but it's true. My wife, she's a terrible driver. Okay, I'm whispering because she's in the other room. No, I'm just kidding. But she knows she's a terrible driver, but she doesn't drive a lot because I drive. But then she still does the backseat driver where she's yelling at me about how my driving is. Okay, what else is there? I don't know. So there's 1,000 examples of all that. Rubio, how do I balance life and work? Good question. A really good question. How do I balance life and work? Well, sometimes I would say I try to, they bleed into one another, which is almost impossible not to do. Especially with the onslaught of cell phones and things like that. And I try to make my life and work come together. where I can talk about long snapping here. And then when I'm doing long snapping, I can talk about the Rubio method. And then in my daily life with my friends and family, I will talk about long snapping and I will talk about the Rubio method and also Decades, which comes on at 6:30 p.m. tonight as well. So it's one of those, I think they have to work together. I think people that have two separate lives, whether it's, you know, your work life and your home life, that's like, to me, that's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. I don't think that you can really manage that because you never know which hat to put on, if that makes sense to everyone out there. I think it's okay, but at some point you have to be able to talk about it a little bit. And I'm not saying talk about it all the time, because if you talk about it all the time, you commit one trick pony, and that's not a good thing. You do not want that at all. Another thing you don't want is to be Glenn Sullivan Sr. Accept and embrace, bud. Glenn Sullivan Sr., he's a 54-year-old. He lives in Louisiana. He decides, hey, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to go rape a teenager. What could go wrong? And he rapes her and rapes her and rapes her. And he gets her pregnant. And he proceeds to tell her, she finds out she's pregnant. And he proceeds to tell her and the family, hey, you keep it quiet. If I find out that you're not quiet, I'm going to kill the whole family. So they're nervous. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? The teenage girl finally steps up and goes, boom, I'm telling the cops, don't care. She tells the cops, this guy gets 4 counts. He's going to spend 50 years in prison. 50 years in prison. Oh, that's not the good part. They're going to cut off his testicles as well. And I'm all for it. Fantastic. Okay. Who is cutting the balls off? Jenna wants to know. See, that's how Jenna and I get along, because she's rude like that. Okay. I try to go upscale, Jenna, and say testicles, but you just came out with the balls. So now I got to say balls. I'm assuming they have doctors in prison and jail. I'm hoping they use like rusty scalpels, maybe dipped in Tabasco sauce with no pain reliever or whatever. I can't remember what that's called. The pain stuff. Whatever, doesn't matter. They don't need to use it on him. And I'm thinking that's a great thing to do, because the word's going to spread. Hey, you can't do this. But is it really enough? Because I was talking to someone else about this. He could still rape, right? Because he's still got his junk. Well, not all of his junk, but he got his main junk that did the raping. Okay. Jenna says off with his head. Touche, Jenna. Okay. I think they should do that. That way he has no chance of raping someone. It's done. You filled your quota, so to speak, Glenn Sullivan, senior of Louisiana, 54-year-old. Okay. You're going to spend the next 50 years, which you're not going to live to 104 or 108 in prison, but now you're going to have no testicles or balls, as Jenna calls. And I think they should do more, because yeah, he can still, but Jenna, you might be some research on this. I don't know if you want your search history. If you cut off dude's testicles, that's got to lower his testosterone, right? I'm not a doctor, but so is all that in there? I don't know. If there's any doctors watching, please tell us. Okay. But that's a weird topic. I don't know how I got on that. But we're going to come back after this commercial. We're going to talk about working hard is not enough. And we've got some good ones for you. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Hello. We are the MD and Chef team. I'm nutritional chef Michael, joined by my beautiful wife, Dr. Isabel, medical doctor and suicide survivor.
Yes, I was dropped into the world of mental illness back in 2013, and by the grace of God, I survived suicide. But here's what I learned. We don't have a mental illness issue. That's the downstream event. We're focusing downstream. We should be focusing upstream on our brain health and all the things that we can be doing to support our brain health. Because you see, it's like mopping up the floor when the sink is overflowing instead of turning off the faucet. So come and join us on the MD and Chef Team show.
Come join us.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus, focus up. I'm talking to everyone that still is not watching MD and Chef Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time on the NGBN network. You can watch them on YouTube. What you should do when you're done with this, go to YouTube, go to MD and Chef. That's MD, medical doctor, and then subscribe to their channel so it notify you. That's what I do, because I always want to make sure I watch it. They are absolutely fantastic. They are funny. I guarantee you will watch their show and have a smile. And they give out good information too. It's not just them just, you know, ha ha ha, giggle, giggle, giggle. They do a lot of that, but they give out very, very good bits of information. I guarantee if you watch their show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time, you're going to laugh, you're going to smile, and you're going to find out some good information that's going to help your mind and your body. They do a great job. Working hard is not enough. Okay. Oh, and it's, Jenna says it's live, so you can ask questions too. I ask questions all the time because you know me, I like to talk. Jenna, you have a picture to show me about this working hard is not enough section. We've got a Black Baltimore High School athletic director, obviously the dude on the left for everyone that's just watching on Spotify. He's in a bit of hot water. Why? Well, because there's a principal on the right, the white guy. Now you're thinking to yourself, Rubio, why are you saying black and white? What does that matter? Well, here's what happened. So the athletic director on the left, the black guy, doesn't like the white principal because the white principal reprimanded him a little bit and said, hey, man, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. Just principal stuff, AD stuff. Okay, they're going to get in fights, whatever. So the athletic director decides, and this is now, I want you to remember, this is an athletic director. This is not, you know, Matthew Broderick in War Games. This is not Elon Musk, some super tech Steve Jobs guy. This is an athletic director. He might be somewhat of a computer tech guy, but we're not talking someone that's working at the Pentagon here. He goes and gets AI software, types in some words, somehow gets this guy's voice, somehow recorded it, and he made an AI recording of the principal's voice stating, the principal saying, oh, I hate black students, I hate Jews, I hate this, this, this. And of course, it got spread. And it went on social media, and it went all over the place. And so the principal's like, hey, man, yeah, that's not me. And they're like, dude, this is your voice. And he goes, yes, it's my voice, but that's not me talking. And so the police are like, what's going on here? What's going on here? So they started doing some research. And I guess you could run these through machines of some sort where they could pick out the inflections and all that. And it turns out, yeah, this guy actually created this through AI to bring the principal down. So now the athletic director, he is in some severe hot water, which brings me to my other point. I said black and white on purpose over and over and over. Why? Because this guy is claiming racism. And I'm not saying that there's not racism out there. There's also people that hate people with green eyes. There's people out there that hate people that eat olives. That's me. Okay. There's also people out there that don't like mushrooms. Yet again, me. There's also people out there that dislike pizza. They're morons. All right. But it doesn't mean that it's as rampant as it is. What I'm saying is, if this guy has to create racism literally through computers, maybe the racism isn't as bad as you think it is. And it's just being pushed your way through the media, the mainstream media, where they always want to create racism, because it draws clicks. And Elon Musk posted a stat a couple years ago, right at like 2010. And recently, the ticks of the words racism in articles and on the news is like toppled. I think it's gone up like 1,000, way more than just 7 times. But it's just absolutely insane how, yes, there is racism. There's all kinds of isms. Okay. But if you stop talking about it, remember we talked about Morgan Freeman, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, where he's like, just stop talking about it. Just stop talking about it. And if it's so bad, this guy had to create it. Like the white principal wasn't even saying anything bad about him. He couldn't even record him. Like nowadays, you can just turn your phone on and record. And yeah, this guy's calling me black this, black that, blah, blah, blah. He couldn't even do it. He had to fabricate the entire thing. It's just really, really bad. Jenny, you have an email question for me? Rubio, do I listen to any podcasts? Yeah, I do. I listen to several. I listen to a couple on the NGBN. I'm one of those guys that I can't, if I'm doing something like mowing the lawn or doing whatever, I like to have something going on as well. And it's usually not just music, especially if I'm driving long distances. I'm definitely listening to podcasts. There's a couple of different podcasts I like. I like the Matt Walsh Show. I like the Patrick Bet David podcast. He's great. I also like Jesse Kelly Show. Those are pretty much the only ones. I know everyone likes the sports ones. I'm not really into the sports ones to me because they get too finite on one particular topic. And I don't watch a lot of sports, ironically. I watch long snappers and I watch the Seahawks, but that's pretty much it. And I watch with the colleges that my kids play at, but not much after that. So that was a good question. Recently, movie producer Harvey Weinstein, I don't know how you say it. He was the big time movie producer. He was the one that was famous in 2020 for the whole, he basically started, not the best way, he started the whole Me Too movement where everyone was going after him because he was basically the casting couch where, okay, you wanted to get in this movie, you had to come have a little fun with me. And if you have enough fun with me, I'm going to make you the lead actress. And it was known all throughout Hollywood. It was like the ongoing secret that everyone knew that you were nice to Harvey and you'll get some big shots no matter what you look like. Obviously, you got to be somewhat hot, whatever. You have to be able to act. But he was convicted. He made Oscar-winning movies as well. 2020, rape conviction. Okay, he's been in prison for 4 years. All of a sudden, it gets overturned. So now he's as free as a bird. He's free, and now his whole trial is going to start over from scratch. So, which brings me to my question. What happened to the Me Too movement? I don't understand how this is. We had the whole hashtag Me Too movement, believe all women, which I don't believe in all that either, because what if a woman, and this, you've seen it on baseball, there was a pitcher for the Angels that happened to, and there was a punter for, I think, the Falcons or the Bills or something like that, that were the people accused and women accused them of doing something, raping and blah, blah, blah. And turns out after 4 years, yeah, that wasn't true. But this dude has been proven like 150 people. Like, it's not a good stat. So where are the Me Too movement people on this? They should be out there. How could it be returned? There were so many women who claimed sexual assault. I don't know, Jenna. It was one thing that like something went wrong, and they, you know how lawyers do and they do this. But it was one of those things where in New York, he got overturned. So he has to start his trial all over. This dude is a scum of the earth. Everyone knew it. I mean, even that Ricky Gervais joked about it, how big of a scum he was on the Oscars. And it's just over and over and over. And now he's free. But you don't see any backlash from the mainstream media. Just very tiny, tiny little story. Like, I had to find this one. And it's because he's connected with the mainstream media. So I don't know. All I know is I'm going to commercial. We're going to come back with our final segment. Confidence is the key. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang!
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Drew Barrymore. And you're probably thinking, Rubio, why are you shouting out Drew Barrymore? Because she made me laugh very, very hard yesterday. She has her own show. And she had Kamala Harris on, and she had one of the funniest moments ever. And because it was the most cringy moment, she's sitting there and she's looking at Kamala and she's eyeballing her, and they're right next to each other. It's kind of weird how close they are. And she goes, you know, the whole, Drew says this, says the whole country just needs a big hug, and we need you to be Mamala. It was so bad. You got to look it up on YouTube, because it was really, really bad. And even Kamala looked and goes, Like you're smelling like a bad fart. Oh God, why would you say that? And we need you to be Mamala. Oh God. So shout out to Drew Barrymore making me laugh with one of the most cringy moments I've ever seen in my life. Confidence is the key. An LSU baseball fan. LSU's at school in the South. They have this big baseball program. This guy gets up and he absolutely ropes a home run. I mean, absolutely ropes a home run. And there's this guy in the crowd, bless his heart, he thinks he can catch it. Jenna, I think I can talk over this video. So this guy, boom, he absolutely strokes this ball. Not even questioning, he's not even looking at where it goes. This guy gets up in the bleachers, a big guy, look at the big, boom, right off his head. He starts rubbing his head. There's so much of the story that I love. Number one, the ball was going 109 miles per hour. So this guy, this LSU baseball player, remember in college, they use metal bats. So this thing is coming out hot. I'm talking hot, hot. So boom, the guy hits it. He's not even looking, because right off the bat, he's immediately just walking to first. And then this big dude from the South, he gets up. He's got his glove. Bless his heart. He's playing for the moment. He gets up and he's like, I got this. I got this. I got this. Boom. And he just knocks himself out. And he gets a big welt. He's all over the plate. Bless this guy's heart for thinking he even had a chance. If you've ever caught a fly ball, just in general, say from a little league guy, it can move a little. Okay, but this ball's coming like a damn laser, and it's going to be swaying, and it's doing this and doing all that. And so then they interview this guy after. Jenna, can you show the video?
I mean, it was on a rope, and you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years, and I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming, and hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Does it hurt?
Words cannot express how much I want to party with that guy. If anyone knows him or can get me in contact with him, we got to get him on the show. I need to know his pregame meal routine. I need to know breakfast routine. Has he really been bringing that glove? Are those season tickets? Did he really honestly think he had a chance to catch 109 mile per hour, basically home run fastball coming at his head? Like, wouldn't your head be the one thing that you really want to kind of try to block? Like that's your brain. Like that's a bad, even if it hits your eye, I'm assuming you can go blind. What's happening here? And this guy, he just backs up. I'm going to get it. I got it. I brought my glove. I got it. No, dude, you're not going to get it. 100 times in a row, you're not getting that ball. I need to know what his post-game meal was. Someone's got to get me in contact with him. Dave Bradley, the Wisdom Rabbit. Make sure you watch the beginning of the show, Dave Bradley. I shouted you out. So if anyone can get me in contact with that guy, I need to make it happen. I want to make it happen. I think he's an absolute stallion. And maybe we can work on some pop fly drills, because if he's going to stay in the outfield, and he's going to keep bringing his glove, this is going to happen again. His dude needs to be better prepared, or at least wear like a catcher's mitt helmet, or even a football helmet, something. Not a football helmet, because the ball might get through the cage, but a catcher's mask or even like an umpire's mask. We got to help this guy out. Jenna, do you have another email question? Or do you want me to go to experts? Let me see. Rubio, what's a valuable life lesson you learned from your challenging experience? That's a good one. What's a valuable life lesson you've learned from a challenging experience? I'm not the first. This is one my mother tells me all the time. Whenever I'm going through something tough, she says, you're not the first person to do this, and you won't be the last person to do this. There's been other people that are a lot dumber than you that have gotten through this, so why can't you? So I think that's it. I always think to myself, I'm not the first person to do it. If I was like stepping on Mars, I'd be a little bit more nervous, because I'm the first person to. I think no one stepped on Mars, have they? I don't know. Jenna, check that out. I don't think so. Elon's got his no idea. Yeah, I think Elon threw one of his Teslas out there on a rocket or something like that. But yeah, if I was doing something like that, okay, stepping on Mars, I'd be a little bit more nervous. But if it's something like raising a kid, you know, hitting a wiffle ball, trying to catch a home run at LSU, eating a hot dog really fast, I'm not the first person to do that. I won't be the last. And so that's what I get through that. That's a good question. Remember, you can always email questions to Rubio@therubiomethod.com. That's Rubio@therubiomethod.com. And as you can tell, no questions off limits. All right, a new expert study. We're going to end with an expert study, then I'm going to go to the bottom line. Experts say the daily shower has no proven health benefit. What? Experts say that daily shower has no proven health benefit. Okay, let's just go with the easy parts first. Number one, you're going to smell like ass if you don't take a shower every day. Number two, don't you have to like clean yourself off or you get like sores? I mean, I think that's like, you see like super big people where like they get to the spots they can't reach and they have to get like a scraper or something. Like if you don't clean all areas, don't you get like barnacles or something? I think you do. Jenna, don't look up pictures on that, because that's going to go down a bad, bad wormhole. But like you've seen people that don't wash their feet. Like that, if you're a hobo and you're not washing your feet, you're just walking around San Francisco. That's bad, right? I can't imagine. So experts say daily shower has no proven health benefits. I just proved you wrong there. And they say the only reason why it is needed is so you don't stink around other people. Well, yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. You don't want to stink around other people. No one wants to be around the stinky kid. You don't want to be around a stinky guy. I'm telling you right now, if I go meet someone and we're having a good time and I'm talking to them at a party and they smell, I'm not talking to them. I'm backing up. I don't want to smell that person. And I know everyone has their different smells, where certain people smell, you know, they start to sweat and they smell really bad. Fortunately, not a big deal. I'm one of those guys that I don't stink. You can ask my wife. I don't stink. I'm just, I smell like juices and berries or something like that. I don't know. So dermatologist Julie Rusaki says prolonged and daily showers can strip away the skin's microbiome that basically protects the skin. And if someone doesn't like it, she advises this: tell anyone who mocks you that they're betraying profound ignorance of the skin microbiome and then walk away. Hey, Julie, no one, you're not going to have to walk away. No one's standing next to your ass. No one wants to be next to a stinky person. And if you come up to me and you're smelling like ass, and you're like, oh, you're not studying, what does she say? I'm betraying the profound ignorance of the skin microbiome. I'd be like, cool, fantastic. High five to microbiomes. I want them all over my body. Why would I want to be next to someone who has no microbiomes? Because you smell. So yeah, 100%. And it probably would be at that point so far away from you that I couldn't even hear you. Do you know what you're going to hear now? You're going to hear the bottom line. The bottom line is all the stuff that you should have learned without even realizing you learned it. Number one, you don't need a piece of paper to tell you who you are in reason. Number one, bottom line, you don't need a piece of paper to tell you who you are in reason. You don't need a piece of paper to tell you who you are in reason. Remember, I was talking to my redhead acquaintance at the very beginning of the show, where she lost a birth certificate, blah, 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 or the whole 23andMe. You don't need a piece of paper to tell you who you are. If you're an adult, you've already established that. in reason. You can't be a St. Bernard. You can't be a Mastiff. You can't be a Flamingo. So that's it. Number two, if you let a spoiled toddler grow up without repercussions, you will have a spoiled adult who doesn't know consequences and feels entitled. Number two, if you let a spoiled toddler grow up without repercussions, you will have a spoiled adult who doesn't know consequences and feels entitled. That goes straight back to all the protests at all these colleges. You got spoiled toddlers who just grew up. No one smacked them around a little bit. And I'm not saying you got to beat every kid, but at some point, if you let them get away with everything, you get a lot of away with murder, they're going to be doing this. And they don't know what they're doing. They have no repercussions for their actions. And it's one of those things that if they were taught early, it's like training a dog. You ever seen a dog with a choke chain? Okay. They learn pretty damn quick how to walk on a choke chain. They learn, okay, oh my God, that hurts. Oh my God, that hurts. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't keep pulling. And if the dog keeps pulling, we've got problems. Okay. And third, last but not least, know your limits, but still believe in yourself. Know your limits, but still believe in yourself. Know your limits, but still believe in yourself. This goes back to that dude who tried to catch the home run. Know your limits, but God love him. He believed in himself. He thought he really could do it. So that's all I got for today's episode. I want to thank everyone that watched on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, YouTube, NGBN.TV. Don't forget, you got a little bit of a break. Go get some food. Go clean some microbiomes off you. Okay. Go take a shower if you need to. Get some food at 6 o'clock or 6:30. Excuse me. We've got Decades on the NGBN TV network, and you can watch it on all other options as well. At 9 o'clock, you got AC Sports Live with Ace Anthony Cobbs. And then at 10, you got The Ride with Chevy and Nasty. On that note, Jenna, I'm out.
Thanks for watching the Rubio Method on the NGBN.TV network. Be sure to spread the word and don't forget to subscribe, like, or follow on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook.